Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check today looks at the ongoing drama swirling over Hawaii's most expensive public works project, rail. Reporter Marcel Henri joins us to talk about the latest development. Good morning.
Hey, Catherine. Happy Aloha Friday.
Yes, and you know, this seems like we're living in a, I don't know, a soap opera, you know, the days of our lives with rail. Tell our listeners what's the latest.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a week on the rail project, and this follows some big events that happened in the last several weeks. So just to kind of keep it, bring everybody up to speed, you know, in the last several weeks, so the public-private partnership that both HART and the city were trying to finalize and award a contract, well, the city just surprisingly withdrew from that process on September 25th, presumably leaving HART. And then HART is also mentioning that its quest to relocate the utility lines along Dillingham Boulevard, which is probably the toughest stretch of this entire project, but it's part of this project because it's such a huge, bustling, populated area that they're trying to get this rail line there. That effort to relocate has completely stalled, and that's all this P3 process, this public-private partnership process, and those utility relocation efforts are completely linked, and they're both just going completely sideways right now. So this past week, there were several hearings with the city council and the HART board to really just take stock of what's happening, and so really just kind of this taking all this information in and trying to process and see what's going to happen. And basically yesterday, you had this really interesting back and forth between Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell and Rail's top executive, Andy Robbins, where they are in sharp disagreement about whether HART should continue to try and salvage a deal out of this P3 effort and go it alone, or whether they should just completely blow up that procurement and start over, which is what the mayor is strongly pressing for. And it's just, the project is just in another crazy, dramatic place, as you mentioned.
Yeah, so Andy basically is saying, we just can't quit. We're close.
Yeah, this is the fourth time, or this is the third time, and it would be the fourth time, I should say, if they start over and try and procure the most daunting contract. And he's saying, like, basically, we're right on the 10-yard line, I guess, to use that sports analogy. And let's see if we can't just break something through and negotiate, some kind of a deal in this procurement process. The mayor has not seen the bids, but the mayor is saying, look, from the city's side, our team has looked at this, and just, the numbers don't make sense. And, the city was looking to pull out of this as quickly as they could once the awards came in and they evaluated it. So, frankly, it's really hard. I hate to give, listeners a he said, she said, but it's really hard to say, because this is an active procurement process, and we don't really know what the numbers are. We have seen reports that for construction, one of the bids presumably came in over $600 million more than what HART was looking for. But Robbins is insisting. He's saying there is something that, you can gain if you give us another few weeks to talk to the bidders and, get some intel, get some information on what they're thinking, and we could really, it's invaluable, and we might even be able to close a deal. The mayor is saying, you guys have already seen this process delay, over about a year now, a lot of it to COVID, but frankly, not all of it due to COVID. And, you guys are still asking for more time. We need to just stop and figure out what we're doing and let the FTA know what we're doing and get a fresh start. So that's really kind of where they're butting heads, and it's not really clear even, whether Andy can continue to pursue this. The city's corporation council represents both sides in this, which is kind of interesting, and they have yet to give an opinion. So you've just really got this interesting butting of heads.
And they're trying to get an outside kind of opinion, a legal opinion, right, on which way to go?
Yeah, Hart also, in addition to its own corporation counsel representative, you know, these deputies that work for the agency, it hired a private firm called Ashurst. And, you know, Andy told me yesterday they're going to ask them what they think about this whole dispute, because the city is basically arguing, you guys can't move forward. We pulled out, and you started this process on the condition that we were a partner with you in this procurement. We're no longer a partner, so the procurement's dead. That's the city's position, and Andy is, you know, Andy's position is Andy's position right now. So the lawyers have yet to jump in. You know, the Hart board, it sounds like they might, you know, a lot of them were expressing agreement with the mayor. They've yet to formally weigh in with some sort of a resolution, but it doesn't even if they were to express their opinion to stop P3, it's not clear that, you know, they would have any say in this because they're not part of that process.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to stay tuned as rail turns. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Sure thing.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.